The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's not easy for us to understand what the ascension of the Lord is all about. And it's probably because we don't work with a very good understanding of what earth and heaven are and what their relationship one to the other is. It's good for us to realize that in creation, God created the heavens and the earth as a unity, that heaven and earth are overlapping or interlocking spheres or realms, and that earth was always meant to be guided and ruled by heaven. It was original sin then, that rebellion of Adam and Eve, and of course of every generation and every person since, to throw off the rule of heaven for, say, self-rule. And we know how well that's gone. In Jesus, in his death and resurrection, we see God in control, God claiming again his creation for himself by the defeat of the rule of sin and death. What defeats the rule of sin and death is the law of love, self-sacrifice to the end of God for us, and then likewise those of us who take up God on his offer for salvation, forgiveness, mercy. We become like him, merciful, self-giving, to the point of self-sacrifice for those around us, inspired rather, I should say, by the Holy Spirit. It's the ascension for us, I think, and there's a lot of language around this particular feast that I think is good that we ought to consider, namely that the head has gone where the body hopes to follow, or that Jesus is revealed most clearly as head of the body, the church. And if we think about what our head is to our body, we might start to get some sense of who Jesus is in relation to us as the gathered people, as Christians. But Jesus ascends to heaven so that he can send heaven to earth. He goes from earth to heaven so that in the Feast of Pentecost, when we realize this reality, that heaven then comes to earth. Jesus has gone to, say, that place where God rules in order to bring the rule of God to earth. My friends, that's our project, right? That's the entire project of Christianity. And if you don't believe me, listen to yourself when you pray the Our Father. Listen to it tonight. Because we're praying for the continuation of Jesus' mission in the church, in us, both individually and again as God's gathered people. That mission continues precisely because Jesus sends us his Spirit. He breathes this life into us, into his church and into our hearts, so that we can continue to live our lives as Jesus in the world that needs nothing other than Jesus, the love of God made manifest for us all.